Federal judge, NRA suit against New York can proceed on First Amendment grounds. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 7, 2018. U.S. District Judge Thomas McAvoy ruled Tuesday that the NRA suit against New York can continue on First Amendment grounds. The New York Law Journal reports McAvoy issued his ruling after Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., and Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Bulo sought to have the NRA suit dismissed. On May 3, Breitbart News reported that New York declared NRA's Carry Guard insurance program illegal and barred it from being marketed in the state. The state also canceled policies of New Yorkers who had already acquired Carry Guard. On May 11, 2018, Breitbart News reported that the NRA filed a suit against Cuomo, Bulo, and New York's Department of Financial Services, claiming the cancellation of Carry Guard policies was part of a larger blacklisting campaign against the civil rights organization. The NRA claimed Cuomo and the financial regulator actually acted to prevent NRA from speaking freely about gun-related issues and defend the Second Amendment. In the text of the suit, the NRA claimed, together with DFS Superintendent Bulo, his longtime lieutenant, Cuomo has embarked on a campaign to chill the political speech of the NRA and other so-called gun promotion organizations by leveraging state power to punishing financial institutions which maintain business arrangements with the NRA. To achieve this, defendants draw upon the formidable regulatory powers of DFS, an agency charged with ensuring the stability and integrity of New York's financial markets. At Cuomo's behest, Bulo and DFS have threatened, and continue to threaten, regulated institutions with costly investigations and penalties should they fail to discontinue their arrangements with the NRA. And defendants have already carried out some of these threats. Within a single week, DFS levied multi-million dollar fines against two insurance industry firms that dared to do business with the NRA. Under intense scrutiny, both firms were coerced to terminate their business arrangements with the NRA and its members, including arrangements having nothing to do with the allegedly unlawful conduct cited by DFS. A DFS press release publicizing one recent enforcement action makes clear the gravamen of defendants' campaign. Financial institutions regulated by DFS must refrain from entering into any agreement or arrangement which involve us, the NRA, directly or indirectly, or face the consequences. The case is NRA v. Cuomo, No. 18 CBO 566 in the Northern District of New York.